compilation. It's going to be with Troll Rogue, Nunun, and Hole in My Head.
Awesome bands.
Yeah, so that's going to be coming out as a 7-inch. So we just recorded for that, and that's sort of like figuring out our
on sound. Isolated Now Waves.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Nick and Jeremy.
Nice. Troll Rogue, there's a show tomorrow, Pizza Sub and Troll Rogue.
Yeah, Congress.
And Congress. Congress,
yeah. Which I'm calling the unofficial, the after party of 24 Hours of Radio Hell. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wait, we'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Should be tons of fun. So, like, any plans of going away or like, you know, going away as to taking it on the road since you guys...
Yeah, we're talking about going down south, September. Going down south with, like, we're going to try to record and go down there.
Mm-hmm. How far, like, all the way to California? Or?
Yeah, probably L.A., we're hoping. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes.
Right.
L.A.'s a funny town, I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the possibility of a prairie adventure again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, we went to, we didn't.
No.
They did.
Yeah.
No, you guys.
And you.
And me. But yeah. When I what? Wasn't playing
when you,
drums
you,
in Fortress.
Right.
Anna and Fortress used to play a lot together.
Yeah.
Because it's weird to play twice and... I mean, we just did it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird, but it's
have you
to now talk about that. But
have you done it? Recently,
to get
on the same show?
No.
This is the first time.
So that's why we haven't, like, yeah. So we went to Alberta together when I wasn't in the band, when Matt's brother Ian was in the band.
Yeah.
And he was the drummer.
Don't talk about Ian.
What? Hi.
What is that?
Ian's like crazy.
We love Ian.
Kill us.
Right.
So we went to Calgary and Edmonton then, and it was awesome. But we haven't really done any tours, but yeah, hopefully the fall we'll get something going, get us all in a band. We like hanging out together a lot. We spend like a lot of time together. So
what do you do? Like practice? No, don't play music. Or play like
hang out at the
play like
location
Risk.
A lot.
Play board games.
Yeah.
Hey.
We've never played board games. We hang out at our space like all the time.
You haven't played board games.
We have
played
board games. Spencer's actually recording the next Anna record, which is really amazing, and he's doing a really great job. So we've been in there like we've been together for like 2 weeks straight, basically.
Yeah.
Because it's been like getting ready for recording, and then now we've been recording and. Yeah, so it's kind of awesome. I think that if like people are thinking of like being in a band, like be in a band with people that like you love hanging out with, because you have to spend a lot of time with them.
Yeah, that's good, because if it works out now, you won't get, you know, nasty on the road.
But it's kind of awesome when you hear those stories about those
unless
bands that like get into fights.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's
awesome if
it's not your band. No?
Sorry?
I think it's awesome when it's not your band. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's great when you read the tour diaries.
I don't know. I try to fight Matt, but...
One of these days, Muscles. One of these days.
And how is the secret location thing doing? I just know what we're doing.
She probably shouldn't even talk about it.
Yeah, where is that?
Yeah, no.
It's sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shows.
Nothing has ever happened there, and nothing's ever going to happen there.
But we're always hanging out there.
Yeah.
We'll be jammed there.
It's just a nice place to have a cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean it or something. Like if people want to come hang out and clean.
Yeah, or knit. We got a knitting club starting up.
Or paint.
Crocheting.
We'll invite the public to do our maintenance for us.
Yeah, totally.
Instead of party.
Drunk.
Not into the microphone.
So, yeah, it's awesome. Going down maybe to the south and maybe cross. Because Anna did a whole bunch of, I don't know, it seems like you were away for a long time.
Yeah, Anna were away for a long time.
Yeah.
Why are we going away? Huh?
Ben, we're starting a fight. We just did a 5-week tour in the fall to Newfoundland and back, actually. Newfoundland rules. And, we went with our friends Data Cave, which is like a sort of art grindcore band from Montreal now. They're from originally from Halifax. It was awesome. We had a lot of fun.
Did you travel with them as well?
Yeah. And it was a really good time. It was really hard to leave them, you know? Mm. Because they were just, sad. We're sad. But then, this time we're actually doing a tour again for 5 weeks with Shearing Pinks.
Huh?
And we're going from here to Halifax.
Right. That was, nice.
Yeah, it'll be fun there. It's, I like going on tour.
Right.
And, Yeah, because it's better than
It's better than... Are you still working, or what are you doing?
I think, I kind of have a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. let's talk about our job.
No, I'm just live on it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just wondering,
because
if you're on tour so much, you can't. It's kind of hard to you. It's like, I'm going away again for 5 weeks. Hold your horses.
Man, just come like hang out.
Yeah, Bonnie, come along.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, hi CL and hi Mark and Daryl from Graham, and they're in Toronto.
Yeah.
And you always go visit them in Toronto. Let's talk about you.
Yeah, why don't we talk about you?
What else are we talking about? It's not good. It's not going to talk about.
How long have you been hosting in this station?
I have done the show for about 10 years.
Oh, wow.
But the show started back in the 80s. So ages ago, like Nargwar used to host the show.
The 80s.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So this is how he did his first, you know, interviews, I guess. So, well, maybe not these first ones, but yeah, he used to host it for a while, and Evan Simmons did it for a while. Yeah, it's a show that's been passed on from here and there. I'm just not letting go. It's fun. It's like serving bands in and coming in. Yeah, I'm playing.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Can't really beat it.
Does it ever suck? Like, are you ever like, oh, I hate this?
Oh, I've had bands that suck on the show.
Really?
Like who?
I don't know.
Usually, we can't talk about these things.
Well, usually.
The rule is you can't talk shit about other people. No. You can talk shit about each other.
Well, just in.
you can say that any of our bands sucked. Yeah. And that's cool.
Just in general, the bands get invited to the show, like, because I ask them to play or whatever. I see somebody good. But sometimes you get emails and such, or phone calls, or saying, you know, want to play on your thing. Usually I either ignore them if the band really I dislike.
Yeah.
But some of them are more persistent than others. So, you know, they do like
call. So persistence does pay off.
That's a payoff.
Okay, that's a tip for you guys. You kids out there, you're trying to start these bands.
Persistence pays off.
That's what's the major deal in the deal breaker. Just keep hassling them.
It's mostly involved money under the table. That's really good.
Yeah, and money. Yeah. Persistence and money. Yeah.
Bribery.
I'll be writing this down.
It's all good. And I'm thinking, and then once I start playing, I'm like, that's not worth the $20. So it's $20. No, they pay. No,
they're cheap. I've played on here before.
I'm kidding.
Man, I think this show is awesome, Ben.
Yeah,
and it's really awesome that you're doing it. You should provide beer.
Oh yeah.
Just like
can you imagine this interview right now?
If you provided beer for us.
Well, you know,
some people were providing beer, and some people helped themselves to a lot of provided beer.
There was something happening next door that has an open bar.
Yeah.
Hence the Hence Daniel that sang the last song.
Mm-hmm. They got patted down. So, by the security.
Yeah. Ever thought of having a
security here hates us.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They're gonna. If they see me in the hallway again, I'm fucking out of this school, man. I'm suspended.
Did you guys pat it down? No.
We didn't get patted down, but we got a bit of a word, you know. Yeah. Like, I don't want to see that guy again.
Because
short too.
The problem is like they did have a grad party with an open bar, more or less.
Yeah.
Just like, really?
It was a scary environment.
Yeah.
Like we're based in East Van, off Hastings, and the crowd in there scared the hell out of me.
Yeah. They weren't. Come on.
That's just because Matt found himself dancing right in the middle of
it. It's true. Wait a minute, how did this happen?
Yeah. Yeah. But I would say some people, some of the other bands, when the set was over, took advantage of the party.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
But you know, it's no worse. Like last year, it was the same. A lot of people wandering around, and that's what it was about. Because the buses stopped running now, so you can't really.
The buses stopped running.
So you can't escape.
You can't escape. I think it stops at 1:45 or something like that. I think So once you're here, you have to wait till the 6 o'clock one.
Man, I think Burnside.
We have a band.
Burnside maybe wanted to go on right now.
Yeah.
Did someone give me a?
I don't know.
I think they're still doing their
sound. And who's your next person? Like, you have your show again, like, next week, right?
Yeah.
So who's going to be on?
Pizza Sub.
On your show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
Who's Pizza Sub again?
Pizza Sub is Krista Lowen from She Was in UC Party.
Oh, yeah.
And Steven and Jen Dion, I think. I haven't seen them yet.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do they sound like?
I don't know. I haven't seen them yet.
Do they dress up like?
But we can see them tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. It'll be fun.
And Antisocial.
Yeah, it's a good name. I like that name.
Yeah. No? It's delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
I think it's the worst sub you could get. Because it's really messy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even like taste good. And all the lettuce turns like soggy and
there's a reason for that.
Yeah, maybe that's what they sound like.
Like the music, they sound kind of soggy.
Yeah.
They sound soggy?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
I don't know. What does that even mean, sounding soggy?
I think sounding soggy would be like... I think there would have to be a lot of reverb.
Yeah.
And I think it would have to be kind of like a lot of... I don't know, actually.
Is that even bad, though?
No, I like so reverb.
Maybe yeah. Just like... I don't know.
But a soggy sound? Like, if you were going to say that band is soggy...
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I hit the mic. But that band is soggy, then I think that you'd have to, like... I don't know, I think it would have to be, like, really, like... Like a lot of notes that blend together.
Yeah.
And
like, this is CITR.
Yeah, because certain things.
Because
you're describing food and music is different. Like a band, like a, something that's delicious. A band that's delicious. I don't know. Is that a good thing? I guess it's a good thing, but it has a different context. Whereas if you say a food item is delicious, then everybody in theory will love it. But if you say a band is delicious. That just, I don't know.
Some people just want to eat them.
It's CITR, we're maliciously delicious.
Yeah.
I think that it's like, yeah, it makes the band seem like they'd be like sexy or something.
Yeah.
Like if they're delicious.
And some people might not like that.
Yeah, our bass player, he hates sexy things.
Who wants sexy bands?
Oh, yeah.
He's a sexy man.
Actually,
but like,
now that Matt's gone, we can talk about.
Like
we have a new song and it's got a really sexy riff created by Matt.
It's super sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hates it.
Yeah.
And you didn't play it tonight?
No.
It's too sexy.
It's too sexy for radio?
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's sexy scary.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. Yeah.
Scary sexy.
Too delicious. It's too delicious. You're listening to 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR. We are into, what is it, like eighth hour.
Eighth hour.
Only. Jeez.
It's 8 hours of hate.
I'm not tired yet, so it's good, but I'm kind of hungry now.
Chris Riffick went home because it gets darker, apparently, from 12 to 1 to 2.
He did bike here, which he normally does.
But it doesn't get darker from 1 to 2.
No. I think he just gets tired or something.
Gets darker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From 1 to 2.
You don't want to see him between 1 and 2.
just stay away from that guy.
It's just bad. I'm here with Fortress from Vancouver, which is, I don't know.
British Columbia.
From British Columbia.
Not Washington.
part of the Vancouver, BC group of things that's in Vancouver. I don't know. Beautiful British Columbia. Very delicious of them.
No, what you say? Band.
Yeah. Not soggy at all.
Not soggy.
maybe crisp.
Crisp. Yeah.
Lettucey crisp.
I don't know.
Man. Well, a lot of the times...
All of our fans are going to make fun of us.
This conversation is going to
make fun of our friends then, man. Fuck
yeah.
Them.
Well, with music, though, I find a lot of that word is just silly. I don't know. Like, you know, like description of what kind of music, what the genres.
We have a problem with that all the time.
Yeah. Because you can just totally say words that describe something else and it's applied to music and people are like, oh, okay. And it's just vague. Yeah, like say, this band sounds really crisp. What is it? Well, I don't know what that means. Like a lot of, you know.
It's all pretty subjective.
A lot of highs, hi-hats.
Yeah.
Crisp.
There's a lot of
that's pretty crisp.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of snare.
Yeah.
There's a lot of academics that go into it seems to cataloging music, you know? Yeah. Like there's...
Almost just like trying to make it, I don't know. I don't know, anything else you guys want to talk about at 2:15 in the morning?
Whoa, really?
Oh, Barack Obama should be impeached for keeping Guantanamo Bay open. We
and
need to get out of Afghanistan. We need
to...
Stephen Harper is...
Harper.
The Kelarissa record is amazing.
I'll try to find it in the...
Please play.
Vote for Larissa.
Vote for Kelarissa.
I might just play Kelarissa. I mean, that we did.
Yeah, play Kelarissa, man.
Yeah.
We did that. We'll just do it again. Because you know what? It's two and we can do it over and over again. Kelarissa.
We can do whatever we want.
This is Flatlands on CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
What the hell just... Whoa!
Love.
was from Calarissa. It's requested by Andrew from Anna and Fortress. You're listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I am going to be with you for the next 16 more hours, I believe. That's the calculation. It's correct, a little bit less than 16 hours until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Now we have the next band. Next up, live in studio, Inherent Vices.
Oh, I love you. gonna rehydrate and retune. Yeah, what's wrong with your guitar anyways, man? BZ, you gotta make microphone say something. Entertain the people! Entertain us! Does it? Neck art. We're gonna say hi to Adrian Grant. We miss you. We're gonna say hi to Jeremiah. We miss you. Nikki too.
Jeff Smith.
What song are we doing? Jeff. We love you, bro. What do we do? Oh. Do Bummer Summer yet? We'll do it at the end. I just retuned, so.
Control?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, two more songs? Yeah, we...
What are we doing first?
We're Inherent Vices.
What are we doing first?
Yeah.
Bummer Summer?
Bummer Summer first. Yeah. And then we're going to do a Billy Childish cover. It's called... Our version's called Yund Blood. Yund Blood! Hi, Mom. I love you. Hi, Andrea and Chase and Quentin. I love you guys. Hell, the night workers. Wait, I don't know what we're doing here. Okay. It's called Bummer Summer. Young Blood. It's a Billy Childish cover. Ben Lai, I love you. I love you with all my heart.
This is on CITR, 24 hours of radio hell.
Thanks, Evan. Coming up next, Evan. Evan Simmons coming up at around 3 o'clock. And we'll chat with the lovely lads filming Hair and Vices very shortly after they've teared down and all that stuff. 24 Hours with Radio Hell. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Don't go to sleep yet. It's still early.
It's too fun.
I don't know if that's a good name or not. CI. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the distortion.
You are listening.
So much Ben Lai.
You're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Ben Lai all over
Ben
your
Lai
ears.
Saying CITR.
Get me some food from the Nahum.
Give me some food. Now!
The Buddha Bowl?
So it's getting to the point where Steve Louis is.
No, that's me.
You guys know Steve Louis.
Okay. Yeah, Steve Louis is amazing.
Steve
he's
Louis has been here. As I was saying. As soon as Steve Louis shows up,
to make love to
this is a real show. Yeah, Steve Louis.
Somebody. Yes.
Yeah. Steve.
Yeah, he's going to Tanam and taking Adrian
he's
and
taking
Daniel.
Taking orders.
Taking orders.
The bootable. What do you guys want? Steve will pick it up and drive it to your house.
I'm here with Inherent Vices. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
We're doing fine.
With Evan Burnsai Baxter.
Yeah,
good times.
You got it right.
I got it right.
Time.
First time ever. Well, it's getting there. I have 15 hours to go.
How many Red Bulls have you done so far?
I haven't done any. I drank some Coca-Cola.
That'll do it. Yeah.
That's about it. And some miniature drinks. I'm not gonna say what it is.
I'll tell you a story about Coca-Cola after we get off the radio.
Oh really? Is it not fit for it? Is it the formula? So, thanks for playing. That was a fun show.
Thanks for having
us.
Yeah.
And Evan is not your usual. Well, I don't know. What?
Is he pretty usual
I'm
now.
I'm filling in for Jeremiah, my roommate.
Yeah. So, and who is on? Who is in
who
Europe?
Is
it's
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Who is Jeremiah? Yeah. Yeah, but Jeremiah. Who is somewhere in Europe now? Somewhere. Yeah.
They're in Germany.
In Germany.
Yeah.
And they're going to be back.
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Yeah. And you.
Soon.
And.
Whoa! Did you get that lamp from IKEA?
It's. I'm sure it's a fantastic IKEA lamp. And Baxter has only one.
He's wicked on the decks. Yeah. Wicked on the decks.
So how hard was
one headphone for anybody who's like, what is he? One on? I think we should finish that.
One headphone.
What does wicked on the decks mean?
He's basically using a headphone that is broken. Like the what is this thing called? The arm?
The arch.
The arch is broken.
Is that a word?
So it's broken.
It's
broken. So he Baxter has sort of like one hand on the cusp of the headphone. Yeah. So like what people do if they're
doing Morse code,
DJing or Morse code. Yeah, right.
Or like one of those old fashioned phones where you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, all those old phones. Yeah, you put
I'm
one
really
and
just
then
trying
you're like,
to connect with Thomas Edison from beyond the grave. I'm still dead.
Yeah. I haven't invented anything in a very long time.
good times.
So Evan, like, are you going to miss playing with this band?
I will. I've made a good friend with Baxter, and Burnside's always a treat. So I don't know. I've had a lot of fun playing with this band, so I'm going to miss it. But
good times.
Yeah, I always knew it was going to be. It wasn't permanent. So
right.
Yeah.
Did you actually learn all the songs, or just some of them, or most of them?
I learned a few, but Baxter wrote some, or Burnside wrote some specifically for me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
I wrote him about. We're going to record. We're in the middle of recording an EP with that I wrote just for Evan.
Oh yeah.
Stuff's like stuff's falling down. CITR.
Yeah. But what do you mean specifically? Why would
to fit his drumming style? It's different drummers have different styles, and some things don't work with others.
Can you elaborate? Maybe
I wrote them a lot faster. I wrote faster songs. Yeah, which is good. It was a challenge. I haven't challenged myself for a long time with songwriting.
Yeah.
So
my drumming's a little sloppier than Jeremiah's, so that might have something to do with it.
No, that's true.
It's fine. And Evan's with the Defectors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
So you're coming out with a special EP.
We're
going to
have
a Bandcamp situation? Or?
Yeah, I put everything free on the internet always. I'm kind of scared to say this, but I have said it before, and I'll say it again. I put everything for free on the internet. You got to, I don't know. Music is music. If we make, actually, there's some tight, solid records that are waiting at Night Prison that I'm going to put out at some point that just making covers. I'm going to charge for those because it cost me to make it. But, I mean, if you're just recording and putting music out, then you should...
Yeah. Yeah, I think Jesse had was showing me. I think he played it when he played records on my show.
Yeah, the first run, which was two records, and then the second run.
Pretty much.
Yeah, the second run's a lot bigger. It's 8 records. Yeah,
that's limited edition.
Because he got this thing where he can press his. I don't know how that works.
It's amazing, dude.
Yeah,
Jesse Taylor, Night Prison. go.
Just when they play Backstreet Switch the other year now.
My man got tired.
I'm just going to say, go and record with Jesse Taylor.
Yeah.
It was one of the best recording experiences of my entire life.
Yes. He's a...
Night Prison.
Yeah, fantastic.
Find him on the internet, I'm sure.
Yeah, who just played on the program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just before.
Shearing Pinks.
Yeah, it was a good...
And solo, didn't he? He played solo, right?
No, he played Shearing Pinks. And that was it. Yeah, Shearing Pinks. He did... Sometimes... I don't know if he played solo on the show. He's played almost show. He played many times, like every single version of his planes. Yeah,
I like Karen. You guys are very charismatic together.
Oh yeah, that's true. Jesse probably played more on the show than anybody else.
Really?
Yeah, I know. more than you.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he has. Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta step it up.
You gotta step
I guess
it up.
So.
Yeah, you gotta set up. Get more bands. Yeah. Yeah. Start
Jesse,
your
I'm coming after your.
Yeah, start your own keyboard project also.
I already did. Yeah. Right now.
It's like it's Burnside on keyboard and auto tuned with a drum machine behind him.
Yeah. So I recently found a Casio Ratman at Valley Village.
I tried to get Jesse to let me auto-tune some of my vocals on either the Tight Solid album or something I recorded solo.
Did you actually ask?
He wouldn't let me. He said no. He flat out no. You aren't even willing to entertain him. No. No.
Does he have auto-tune?
That's the thing. Made a joke about auto-tune and he goes, oh, I have it. I have that. Well, let me do it, and no.
That's a secret about auto-tune that I'll say off the air later.
He's a tease.
Has anybody who recorded with him had auto-tune on him? I don't know. I wonder.
No, I think that's what he's going for with the giving me a straight up no. Yeah. He's a tease. So handsome. Get away with it.
It would just be funny, though. Just get certain band come in and just, do some auto-tune, like phone calls.
I was gonna do my
phone calls auto-tune.
Whoa, yeah. Mel just turning it up. Oh, Mel, get better.
Yeah. So you heard? Yeah, people heard about what happened. She was on the show. To CITR. So make sure.
Did she get hit by the car on the show?
Ben ran her out.
Something.
After.
Someone drove into the studio.
She made that.
On a moped.
So they're putting on a show at Pat's Pub. That's coming this Saturday.
This
Saturday with Shearing Pinks
and Peace.
Oh, I like Peace.
Yeah.
I like Shearing Pinks. That's a good line.
And it's called Junkyard. It's every last Saturday of the month. Yeah. This is the first one.
Where
Pets
is it?
Pets Pub. So the thing is, we started talking about the fact that Pets Pub only has like rockabilly bands for the last 3 years, and it got a bit heated.
That's too
maybe,
bad.
Maybe they came after them.
they ran them off the road.
They joked because they were driving home in a scooter or some sort of I think so, and just
It was like that scene in Karate Kid. Yeah.
An epic chase, behind was cowboy shirts and pompadours.
Yeah. They tried to make it over the chain link fence, but they got hauled down.
But anyways, you shouldn't be joking about it. But Mel, get well soon, and I feel bad. I don't know.
Me and Mel were going to do a David Lee Roth cover together.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
I know, but... Time is on our side.
Yeah.
This is Mick Jagger says.
Yes. Time is on your side.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go for dessert. I don't know if the dessert even happened. But let's go back to Inherent Vices. What's next? I guess Jeremiah's coming.
We have a show.
Yeah, I'm going to play one show with them. And then I guess Jared's going to take back over.
Yeah.
On the 14th of May?
15th? 14th,
15th? I don't know.
It's with the Spreads and Warehouse.
The Spreads and Number One Bad.
Where is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's at a warehouse somewhere by Main and Terminal. I don't know. What is it?
Is that coming through the headphone? he's closing the door. Being a jackass.
Just to have a little bit more privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we turn the lights down? Where's the candles? This isn't romantic at all, Ben.
Yeah, these fluorescent lights are not doing it good.
I look hideous.
Oh, that's a. I don't know. I'd rather have the glow of the CRT tube, the monitor glow on my face.
We are doing a staff. I work at a social housing hotel, and we're doing three bands of three people that work at the hotel.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, it's all Bosman Hotel.
When is that?
That's the
oh, so that's
the
what
one
it
with,
is. Okay.
With Evan.
Oh.
So I don't know. I think it's the 14th. You can befriend Inherent Vices on the interweb.
Yeah, there's this thing called Facebook.
What? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you running it? No. Baxter's running it.
I just set up a Twitter account.
Oh.
Nice. So, like, is it one of those, does, like, the proceeds go to the thing, or is it just...
Does the proceeds go to what? No, the proceeds go to us drinking beer after. It's just three people that have bands that work there.
Yeah.
We're not making
money. Oh, so it's not sanctioned by Bosman.
No, it's like, not. It's just sanctioned. Like, we're just
it's a connection through people to the Bosman.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they got a license. They definitely have a license.
Yeah. Do not come looking for the show, City.
So just wander around Main and Terminal and
just wasting your time.
Just listen for the yelping.
Just yelping.
What
the
Yarls?
Main and Terminal? It's like by Long and McQuaid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Yarling.
Just listen for the Yarls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going hungry.
Sorry.
I won't break out into green right now.
So there's going to be a cover of Temple of the Dog covers.
Temple of the Dog covers all night. All night. That's all we're doing.
Well,
We did one cover, that Billy Childish cover we did.
Until we work out how to play the final countdown.
Right. Oh, man. I'm not doing that.
I thought that's your Burnside keyboard band.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be abstract.
It's gonna be a joint cover. Yeah. Burnside is gonna play keyboard and guitar
at the same time.
Yeah,
I can't even play guitar.
So the only thing left. So the only thing left to talk about is NHL 11.
Oh yeah.
A hot topic of the band.
But you can't play now because the PlayStation Network got shut down, right?
You can still...
Me and Burnside had a good tournament. Yeah, Evan jumped in later.
We had a good tournament.
There used to be a time where people actually got together and played video games in the same room.
Yeah, but now that doesn't happen.
When was that time of yore?
It was like 10 years ago. I used to do it.
That's an old with an E on the end.
I still do that.
You do?
Yeah. So I did it earlier tonight.
So there's like so it's a video game on the computer where you can play and you just shoot pucks at each other.
You shoot pucks and you shoot the till the hits the fan.
It hits the fan, but it's fun. And it's good.
It was good times. We had a great time tonight. It was we had a band meeting.
Burnside got some stupid goals, but
Burnside's got one move and it works all the time.
I had you last year.
I stand by my record. All I'm gonna say.
I had you
undefeated.
I beat you.
Who won? So Burnside won. Tonight.
Who won out of the first three games?
The first three games.
Yeah. You won how many games?
I had one. How many games? And I had one. You had two. But the first was an overtime goal. Off the post, overtime goal.
Yeah, that's fine. It still means I won, man.
And then who scored two goals to catch up in the next game and win it?
You did. And then who dominated the third game?
I did.
You did, but I still won. It doesn't matter.
People tuning in now is like, what?
Everybody's like, what the hell? This doesn't matter for anything. Let's talk about something important.
No.
Royal wedding.
Can I give a shout out to my mom? Yeah, she's at home waiting for it, having a tea party with her friends, listening to us while the royal wedding goes on.
Seriously? My sister's too, yeah. I don't know if she's probably not listening to us, but...
I didn't realize that's, like, even important.
It's big.
Yeah.
Man, what the... The royal wedding.
I keep thinking it's like Harry, and it's like William, Prince William.
Yeah, he's gonna be king apparently.
William's going to be king?
Down the line. But how does that... I don't understand. I think so. But shouldn't Charles... Yeah, because wouldn't Charles be king?
No, because he divorced Diana and married Camilla Parker Bowles, he's not eligible anymore.
Oh! What? Oh, is that... Oh, because... Oh! Because royalty cannot...
Yeah, Camilla Parker Bowles is not royalty, Kate, so she can't be, like...
But Kate Middleton isn't royalty either.
Oh, really?
No.
No, but the divorce thing, I think, is...
Make it... That's what did it.
Because that, I would say that. Because
I did see King's Speech, and then the guy, the brother.
Yeah, I watched it like 2 nights ago.
I'm an expert on this subject now. I saw King's Speech.
Because the brother had not to be, he can't be king so because something happened.
The question is, Ben, did you think that the woman that he left, me and Adrian have a debate, that I think she's awful. She was awful. But she thinks it's super romantic, which kind of, when you look at it with Charles, is could be pretty romantic.
It has to be true love when you compare their...
But what is he going to do,
though? He's a puss, and he's afraid of the power, right?
Yeah. I don't know. The queen's not going to die. Long live the queen.
Long live the queen.
Well, has her mother even died yet?
Say it.
I don't know.
You guys...
Has the queen's mother even died?
Said it yet. What? The queen's mother? Yeah, I was talking about this. But has the queen mother, yet? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
The queen's mom? Like, I don't even know if they...
We don't know.
Is she even there?
And she's...
Someone phone in. No, it's open. Phone lines are open.
People are going to phone in.
Ben's so scared of answering the phone on the radio.
It's going to give us a history of...
Something's flashing.
No, it's...
That's not the phone line?
Yeah,
no. I was really hoping that was someone correcting us.
It's not the phone line.
To call in about the queen. Well, you know, I have a question. How old is the queen?
Okay.
She's 80s she upwards.
She looks good for her.
But I'm going to change the subject.
Google it. Google it. You got the internet on.
Oh, you have the internet?
Okay. Yeah.
Sitting here.
I was going to change the subject from the royal wedding to the NHL playoffs.
Okay, let's do it.
What?
I was going to... No.
I thought you were going to ask the history of Thunderbird Radio. No.
That is another question for another time, my friend.
So the NHL playoffs.
But I was going to ask Ben his feelings on the close-in. Did you see the final Boston-Montreal game?
I saw it. Yeah.
Did you see the close-up of Chara drinking Coke on the bench and how he turned the label to the camera?
No, I didn't. I read about it. I didn't see it.
It was ridiculous.
So it's like for real? Like, is he actually sponsored by...
I don't know.
Now he is.
They zoomed in on the bench and he turned the label towards the camera and just took a beautiful sip of Coca-Cola.
He's trying to get a job is what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows his captain hood is...
The only thing I noticed about that game was they keep going back to Cam Neely, and he was not when Montreal or whatever tied it or something.
Cam pretty pissed off.
And Cam Neely was Seabass in Dumb and Dumber. I don't know if you guys.
It's so funny because I was at work
kick
and I was
ass,
I was
yeah,
kick his ass, Seabass.
I was stopping somebody from doing something that is wrong to do, and a guy pops out of his room and goes, "Kick his ass, Seabass," at me last night. It was awesome.
And he totally looked like Seabass. He was like pacing back and forth in the general manager's booth, and he was not like... he's a roar. It's like, you know, he's Seabass.
He was angry. Yeah.
He was Seabass.
Because probably is I don't know. He's rich. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But anyways.
Do you have a prediction for the final?
For the final, like in
Canucks,
the whole
all the world.
Stanley Cup final. Canucks versus who?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I'll pick the other side.
I'm picking one of them for you. It's
kinda... The other side, I was Tampa Bay.
Really?
Tampa Bay, yeah.
Strangely enough, it's the team that beat Baxter tonight.
Yeah.
But I was Boston, though, so...
Wait, is
Boston's good?
They're good, but...
I got Tampa Bay. They don't. The goalie is suspicious, but Tampa Bay is suspicious. But you know, the D's. It's all right. It's, you know, not awesome. But the forwards, you know, like Cavalier is playing well. Stamkos second line.
It's I don't care. A good team,
yeah. I'm just tired of his Garnier Fructis.
I know it's bad. It's terrible.
Well, it's no catch details.
A lot of people had bad ads, like Martin Brodeur and Robitaille on the Delicio delivery. Remember that?
Oh.
I don't know.
Luke Robitaille.
Do you remember that though?
Way back.
Yeah, but so is Roberto Alomar. The Catch the Taste. YouTube that one.
I mean, well, Messi is still doing Lay's, I assume.
Really?
Some people think I eat too many chocolate bars.